That was Citations with Moonrace from 1963. Good morning. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD. Here when you need us. I'm Dana Erskine. And today we have Kat Kahn from the Northwest Regional Library System in studio with us. Kat, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So we have a really big event coming up this Saturday with comic books. Tell me about that.
Okay, well, it's Free Comic Book Day. And Free Comic Book Day has been going on for 20 years. This is the 20th year. It's a time for comic shops to invite their customers to come in and new people to come in and pick up special comics that were produced by a lot of different publishers just for this day to give people a taste of what comics are like, especially if they haven't been reading them for a long time or are just wanting to get started. And libraries have been involved with Free Comic Book Day with the different comics retailers right from the beginning. And Bay County Library has been participating for probably almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. I've been doing the programming for them. So it's something that we enjoy doing, having people come into the library and also encouraging them to go out to our local comic shops and pick up a whole bunch of different free comics. And we have them for all different ages, from the little kids on up through adults.
Yeah, you said that you have the grab-and-go bag system with the different age groups, with children, teens, and then adults as well.
Yeah, we also have older teens. I decided to divide the teen comics because some are really great for the younger teens and others, the content's a little bit more for the older teens. So to give parents kind of a little more ease of mind.
Yeah.
We decided to do, you know, four different boxes. So we do have grab and go bags. So each bag is going to have four assorted comics in the appropriate age level. And when people come into the library, they can go to the lobby and there will be a table set up at the entrance to youth services. And they'll see the boxes that are labeled and they can pull one bag for each of their family members, whether they're children, teens, older teens, or adults.
Okay, no, that's awesome. And that's going to be this Saturday, August 14th. Yes. What time is that going to open up?
Okay, our library opens at 9, so it's going to run from 9 to 5 today. Not today, but Saturday.
Yeah. And you also have Create Your Own Comics as well. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I decided that it would be fun to put together some kits. One of my friends on the West Coast likes to sell cases of blank comic books that people can use for different projects. And so I got a case from him and thought, we could do something at the library. So why don't I put together kits for Free Comic Book Day? So there will be kits, one per person, and each kit is going to have one of those blank comic books, a pencil, a 6-inch ruler, and also a sheet of different speech balloon patterns that they can either cut out or trace, and also a page that just shows different kinds of panel arrangements. So they could have they could do full page panels, or they could divide it in 2 or 3 or 4, up to 9 panels. And the patterns just show them different ways they could do it for themselves. That's what the pencil and ruler are for.
Yeah. No, that is so cool. And do people have to have a library card to participate?
Oh, no. They can just walk into the library. Of course, we would love people to have library cards because then they can borrow the books and DVDs and things that we have in the library. But no, they're all welcome to come in.
Okay.
Free Comic Book Day is absolutely free for anyone who walks into the library.
Okay, awesome. No, that's so perfect. And where can people, if they want to find more information about this, where can they look?
They can go to our webpage, that's nwrls.com. And on that page, if you look down towards the bottom, there should be something about events, and they can click on that and find out a little bit more information. And for our other programs as well.
Mm-hmm. No, that's perfect. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some virtual programming that's going on at the Northwest Regional Library System.